That's because in verse 3, he called us by glory and virtue. So now what we have here is the calling of God. God have called us. Now there is a point that attracted Abraham, the God of glory, have appeared unto our father Abraham. When he have taken hold of the glory of God and understood, because the virtue really is the out display of the characteristic of that glory, he kind of said, Ur of the Chaldees, all my friends, all of the position that I have, everything that I have there, you know what? As Paul said in Philippians, I count it but loss. I am not really. Why? Because here is the important point that we need to understand. It is not giving up something. Because that's where the difficulty comes. Because, okay, so I want to be around my friends. I mean, sometimes even the unbelievers. I want to be there. I want to watch these movies. And all you're telling me here when I come to Spruce Lake, I got to stop doing that. No. What God is saying, he's not saying stop doing that. He is giving you something even greater. He said, look, I am calling you to a greater position than what you have. And look at the characteristic that pertain to God. That was displayed, as you were just saying, Tony, in the life of the Lord Jesus. Now, I'm giving you that an object. So that might be displayed in your life. So it's not like, oh man, I'm going to give up something. You're not giving up anything. You're giving up trash. But what you are gaining here, because the object is so great, it is so precious, it is so wonderful, and because of the knowledge, again, it's important, you've been reading the Word, and you realize the greatness of what you have for you. So you're saying, you know what, I've run away from this corruption, this is corruption, this is not worth it at all. And as a result of that, I am going to be diligent in displaying these virtues. Those beautiful, these are not really the moral characteristic that the world appreciates. We're not talking about that, because you could get an atheist who would just be very polite and open the door and not going to use a bad word. We're not talking about that. What we are talking about here is the out display of the divine life that's in you, the divine nature that's in you. It is not a matter of just being polite. Because sometimes the world might consider you unpolite when you stand up for Christ and say, hey, I am not going to let you to do that. People might say, well, you got to be easygoing a little bit here. You got to tolerate that stuff. You got to be nice. That has nothing to do with niceness here. It has to do with the divine nature that God had given me, the divine power that God had given me to make this new nature display itself, is going to display its character day on and day out. Those are the virtues we are talking about. It's not just a matter of being morally upright like the world required. But as a result of those moral virtue coming out as a result of having a divine nature and divine power, you'll be better than what the world expects. Because you're going to be totally different. Again, look at Abraham, what he have done, because he saw the glory of God. It made him look at everything else in a different light.
I think it's clear from these verses in 5 through 7, as we see the word add, mentioned, or furnished lavishly, I think is what it really means, that there should be this growth in my life in these verses, having already looked at the fact that God has given from his side where everything that I need to live amongst this crooked and perverse generation. And the Lord prayed to the Father in John 17, not that we would be taken out of the world. He said, I've given them the word, and the world has hated them because of what because they stand for and what they believe. And here are people, these individuals that Peter is writing to. They are people that are being persecuted for their faith. They're being people that are having to give up a lot, and there's a tremendous cost for all these things, and they've escaped the corruption that we've mentioned, but there is to be this growth in their lives. There's this addition that we see it throughout this epistle. We already saw it mentioned in verse 2, the fact that grace and peace is being multiplied. And now we have the word add, and then in the end we'll have the word grow. And the question is, if I look at my life last time I was here a year ago, and I'm speaking to myself, and we could all ask ourselves the question, are these things being manifested in my life to the degree that they can be seen, not just by myself, but by those that are around me? Is there this measure of growth, this spiritual growth, that I'm not just satisfied with the faith that I have been given? Because that here is not something that I need to add to. It doesn't say add faith. It says add to your faith these things. And it's interesting, the first thing, as you've been saying, is virtue. This aspect of seeing things that are honest and right and pure. And I want to just read this familiar verse that I'm sure we're familiar with, that our brother Tony referenced in Philippians 4. Because we're often encountered with many different things around us as we live amongst a crooked and perverse generation. And we're often wondering, do I get involved in that? Do I have those thoughts? Do I go to this place? Do I think about that? And the Apostle Paul here tells us, finally, brethren, in Philippians 4:8, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, are pure, are lovely, good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, these are the things that we're to be occupying within our minds. And so we ask ourselves this question, as those that have been given the ability to live above the world, above the moral corruption, because we live in it. We see it. It's all around us. It says we've escaped it. Yes, one day we're going to be delivered from this evil and present world that we live in. But here it says we've escaped the corruption that is in the world. We are those that, as the Lord said, you leave them in the world, you don't take them out, but you give them the ability to live above it. And so that I'm not swayed by all the things that are around me. And I encounter different things in my life, and I have these thoughts. As the thought that I just had, is it pure? Is it honest? Is it a good report? Is it pure? Is there any virtue? Is there any praise? These are the things that we're to be occupying with our minds, as the Lord has given us one of the things that I definitely believe that all things that we've been given. Yes, we've been given lots of things. One of those things is the ability, by dependence on the Lord, to live above the moral corruption that we see in this world. We have the ability to do that. You and I, the Lord Jesus here, as he walked, he saw it all around him, but he lived as one that was outside this world, that wasn't swayed and moved with everything that was going on. And you and I have that same ability, as having been given partakers of a divine nature, to not be so influenced with even the changing of things that happen so much around us, to just live above this world that is going on for corruption.